This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Introduced into the Texas legislature just 2 days ago, would allow cops to take your money on the spot. What are the implications of that? The bill was introduced by Representative Alan Fletcher. He's a former cop. He's the vice chair of the Homeland Security Committee, and he's on the Transportation Committee. This bill would require cops to inform defendants of the possibility of making an immediate payment of the fine and related court costs by use of a credit or debit card. And the cop would be the one accepting payment. Now, of course, the argument for this is that it would expedite collection. It would make everything just run so much more smoothly and securely for the police. But is it something that would increase your security? The police officer, as Adon points out, is going to have all of your personal information, now your credit card information as well. Do we have to worry about a cop committing fraud or identity theft? But by pulling you over and taking your money right there on the spot, it might help people to understand what this is really about. It's not about safety. It's about highway robbery. Literally. About 150 years ago, before we had cars and speeding tickets, Lysander Spooner asked the rhetorical question, what's the difference between government and a highway robber? Well, he pointed out the highway robber doesn't pretend he has any rightful claim to your money or that he intends to use it for your own benefit. And having taken your money, he says, he leaves you as you would like for him to do. But unlike the government, the highway robber doesn't keep protecting you by commanding that you bow down and serve him, by requiring you to do this and forbidding you to do that. Of course, this is all about the vanishing due process, vanishing trial by jurors. And of course, the idea and the understanding of jury nullification has long since left us. But this is heading in another direction as well. This is moving towards the computer-driven, government-controlled, driverless cars. Of course, an essential part of computer-driven cars is going to be vehicle-to-vehicle communication. If you don't think the government will be listening and working with insurance companies to make driving prohibitively expensive, you're not paying attention. They won't need cops for that either. These speeding tickets could be issued automatically. That's how they're going to force you out of controlling your car. That's how they're going to control every single aspect of your movement. But let's look at the effect on the due process and what's happened just this last election in North Carolina. North Carolina was the last holdout on requiring jury trials for felonies. It was in the Constitution, but that was just overturned in this last election. North Carolina became the 50th state. That's right. Every one of the states allows a felony defendant to waive a jury trial. So what's wrong with being able to waive a jury trial if you really want to? Well, we know how this works in practice. Trials by jury have essentially disappeared from this country for a couple of reasons. Number one, there's the plea bargaining aspect, where they pressure the defendant with a lot of trumped up charges to plead to one of those charges so they can get that without a trial. The other part of the problem is that since jurors see themselves now as a rubber stamp of the court, you don't have juries really acting independently, and they certainly don't understand the concept of jury nullification. That is, they're not there just to judge the facts of the case, they're there to judge how the law is being applied. I would suggest that if you really want to stand up for individual freedom, instead of wasting your time in elections, demand a jury trial for a minor traffic offense. If you lose, you'll have to pay the fine that you would have paid anyway. You're not going to go to jail for decades like you would in a more serious crime. But it gives you a chance to look the jurors in the eye, explain to them what the circumstances are, and tell them that they can cut their chains, the tyranny that is exercised over them, if just one of them will cut your chains. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight.
We're live on this Thursday worldwide transmission, the 13th day of November. Alex Jones, your host. Big broadcast coming up. Get ahead. That was a special report with the amazing David Knight.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, there's cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Undoubtedly, today is one of the most heavy, crazy news days I've ever seen. Going over the hundreds of articles I have in front of me and video clips, my head is spinning. Extreme weather warning as polar vortex descends on U.S. All hell to break loose as they prepare for major power outages as ice begins to form on power lines across much of the country. Obama's secret treaty would be the most important step towards a one-world economic system. Barack Obama is secretly negotiating the largest international trade agreement in history, selling out U.S. sovereignty big time. Study: cell phone use triples brain tumor rates. Another article: iPhones are for amateurs. With 22 days to go, the Black Friday line has started. Unbelievable. Under Texas bill, cops to collect traffic fines on the spot via credit or debit card. No judge or jury needed. Proposed federal water rule could put property rights of every American entirely at the mercy of the EPA, says Congress. Source: Obama to announce 10-point immigration plan via executive action as early as next week. Fox News: Krauthammer slams constitutionally odious immigration proposal. Report, immigrants make up to 42% of Obamacare Medicaid expansion. Did you hear that? Boom. Health and Human Services chief, Obamacare, should be available to dreamers. It already is. Only the illegals get everything free to incentivize them to come in. Once they're here, they'll, of course, be taxed to the hilt. So that's just some of what's coming up. A nauseating statement by George W. Bush. George Bush, when Jeb beats Hillary, and I hate Hillary so much that when I see the name Jeb beside Hillary, I like Jeb. That is the manipulation they're involved in. Even my mind detests Hillary Clinton so much that it's like a you-know-what sandwich that's got 2 pounds of you-know-what in it versus a you-know-what sandwich that has 1 pound of you-know-what in it. I don't want to eat either sandwich. But the force feeding is being prepared. Sorry about the gross analogy, just there's no other analogy that fits. And when it fits, wear it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be breaking down what to expect from the lame duck Congress, the Democrats in free fall, and so much more. GOP's anti-Obamacare push gains new momentum in wake of Gruber video. Back on Monday when we first started playing this clip, and we've now found two other clips of him saying, we lie to people, they're stupid, dumb voters, increase the prices. Look at the Washington Post. If you guys can punch up on screen for TV viewers, radio listeners can go see the smirk that I've seen in the eyes and on the face of these people that pose as academics and pose as reasonable people and talk like that when they're preying on the population. And then they want to brag about how they're preying on the population. Headline, GOP's anti-Obamacare push gains new momentum in wake of Gruber video. The Republican Party's ardent campaign against President Obama's health care law gained new momentum Wednesday as lawmakers reacted angrily to assertions by an architect of the policy that it was crafted in a deliberately deceptive way in order to pass Congress. Well, of course it was. And the media, the accomplices, went along with it. On both sides of the Capitol, leading conservatives said they may call Jonathan Gruber to testify about his remarks, which were made last year and surfaced this week in a video on social media. In the video, Gruber suggests that the administration's signature health care legislation, passed in part because of the, quote, stupidity of the American voter and a lack of transparency over its funding mechanisms. And he got paid 400 delicious smackers, $400,000 of taxpayer money in just one of his payments, to then go out and help fix the numbers, in his words, get it all prepared to deceive Congress. Of course, Congress helped write the stinking thing with the big foreign banks and insurance companies. The Republicans went along with it, the Republican leadership. They know what's in it. Just like they're going along with Obama on the trade deal that signs over our sovereignty, or shutting off a lot of the power plants, just like they went along with a lot of gun control bills in the past. But they don't want it known they're doing this, so now they have to, oh my gosh, get upset, because this type of arrogance, this type of disgusting arrogance is what will bring them down. It's like Al Gore is now officially a billionaire. Officially a billionaire. And Al Gore is running around saying you shouldn't live in a nice house. You know, Obama's saying you can't have an air conditioner or a car in Africa, while they just live with the carbon footprint of, I mean, the president has a carbon footprint of thousands of people, conservatively. I've never seen someone consume as much as Al Gore. Last time I saw an article about it, he owns like 15 houses. Some of them are 14,000 square feet. He owns villas on the ocean in California that are like, you know, 10,000 feet. Just one of the houses has multiple homes at that property that he said would be underwater by now in 2008. By 2013, he said it would be underwater. He said the polar ice caps would entirely melt by 2013. It was all fraud. It was all lies. And they sit there and they laugh at us and say the giant polar vortex. In fact, let's get that British astrophysicist, top meteorologist on that we get on a few times a year. He predicted when he was on earlier this year super cold temperatures and an even bigger Arctic vortex. Of course, he said it about 10 years ago, too, following sun cycles that we would be going into a mini ice age, basically. And that's what all the real scientists are saying. We should thank our lucky stars for the last 12,000 years coming out of the last ice age. That's why we've been able to colonize much of the planet. It's why we've been able to have the North crossings in the North Atlantic. It's why we've been able to have the crops we've had. That's why we've been able to sustain 7.5 billion people, roughly. And if we have a mini ice age, or you have a few mini ones before you enter a big one, like birthing pains, if we get a big one, there'll be permafrost in the panhandle of Texas year-round. Minnesota and Illinois and places like that will be unlivable. Canada will be unlivable in most areas. How do you like that? You have 5-6 winters, like some of the ones we've been having, and it will devastate the North. Billions and billions a year on infrastructure damaged from the cold. The ice age is what you should be worried about. And it has nothing to do with CO2 coming out of your car or coming out of your mouth that plants breathe. You ever think about that? That you know we exhale what the EPA has listed as the number one toxic waste. You know the carbon cycle is sunlight, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen. You got to have those four things for life on terra firma. And they know you know sunshine's good. They know you know oxygen's not bad. They know you know water's not bad. But carbon dioxide sounds scary, like monoxide. And that's why we can go out in Austin and get 9 out of 10 people at the University of Texas or on the hike and bike trail, people with degrees, to sign our petition to ban dihydrogen monoxide, that's water, and to ban carbon dioxide. In fact, we did one 2 years ago. I want to go back out and have people call for banning carbon dioxide. Do you understand that if they ban carbon dioxide, the earth will die? You understand that plants live off of it and they put off oxygen. That's the carbon cycle. I know you know that, but they want to tax the individual. If you read the UN documents, they want to tax humans for breathing. And I said that a decade ago. A few years ago, it was in the New York Times, a tax on air. A tax on breathing. You can pull those headlines up. They really mean to do it. And that's what Obama is going ahead with China, saying he'll executively put all this in place, even if Congress, and I'm not lionizing the Republicans, but they're the ones 4 years ago that voted down the carbon tax and voted down shutting our power plants off. And guess what Obama did? He went ahead with the EPA, and the Supreme Court said, you know what? The EPA can act outside of Congress and basically make law. But they said Congress can cut off the funding to the EPA. So see, I tried to go through the articles. I went through about 12, 14 before I hit one and stopped. But we have new Jonathan Gruber videos. And it will be their arrogance that undoes them. As the president lands with about 6 support jumbo jets, he lands with Air Force One, red carpet, guards everywhere, helicopters, troops, 300 Secret Service agents just in his detail, hundreds more in whatever city he's in, just a phalanx of hundreds of aides, thousands of bureaucrats behind him and infrastructure, and he says, you shouldn't be able to have air conditioning because it puts off CO2. We ought to have incentives for CO2. Did you know that the CO2, you can look at it in the last 1,000 years and it goes up and down a little bit, but if you look back into the mud flats and the ice caps, you go back 100,000, 200,000, 300,000, a million years, it's the lowest it's ever been in the last 1,000 years. Scientists, real scientists, climatologists, planetologists, I would call them, to use a Herbert word, are totally freaking out. It appears we're losing our atmosphere right now, like Mars did. Mars used to have water all over it, boys and girls. We're losing our atmosphere, and it's like these demons that run things who detonated hundreds of hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere, admittedly trying to blow holes in it. That's on the History Channel. Discovery Channel has a show, Trinity and Beyond, narrated by Shatner. And they just report they were trying to blow holes in the atmosphere. So the government detonates hydrogen bombs in the atmosphere. But you can't have your car. You understand that? They plant GMO everywhere. That kills the honeybees and rats and insects that eat it. But you are supposed to eat it. When we come back, I'm going to control myself. I've only gotten in about 14 articles. I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to hit 100 articles. Or somebody's going to come in here and hit me upside the head with a shovel. That's a figure of speech. I'm not being serious. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, also on Twitter, Real Alex Jones. If you're listening or watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable level 3 body armor on the market. Katie level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the Lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This is what you want. This is what you want. This is what you want. Get. get up here and the show sounds sensational, because it is sensational. Reality is sensational. Adolf Hitler killing tens of millions of people, and then Germany being crushed and 22 million Germans getting killed is sensational. 20-plus million Russians killed, sensational. 400,000 Americans killed, sensational. That many Brits killed, sensational. Millions of Japanese killed, sensational. Mao Zedong, backed by the CIA and the Ford Foundation running it, gets into power, kills 84 million people, according to Chinese numbers. Sensational. Foreign megabanks openly taking over our government and having it sign away all of our rights through illegal treaties. The UN treaty saying they want to restrict all ownership of private firearms. The treaty goes into effect the 24th worldwide. Obama says he will back it with executive orders. Sensational. Cancer viruses openly in most of the vaccines. Sensational. UN caught sterilizing women in India and Africa this week. Mainstream news. London Guardian. Sensational. Cell phone study. Brain tumors triple with the use of cell phones. Mainline study. Sensational. 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 Washington Times. Four Turkish terrorists caught in Texas after being smuggled across border. Sensational. Comets probe solar panels caught in cliff's shadow, not getting enough light. Sensational. Amazon's looking for ex-military personnel to fly delivery drones. Sensational. Feminists demand censorship of Princess Leia. Catcalling parody video. Sensational. Republicans pressure bills to block Obama's unilateral immigration order. Sensational. Arctic vortex. Leading physics professor Michiku. How do you pronounce that? I hear his name on the news all the time, but A-K-A-K-U. Mikaku, yeah, we always try to get him on. The University of New York has signaled a warning concerning the polar vortex, now bringing extreme cold weather to the majority of states in the U.S. Superstorm Nuri packs more energy than Hurricane Sandy. It's headed our way, and we are in the bullseye. This weekend, it's going to plow into Alaska, creating 50-foot waves. Then by midweek, all hell breaks loose. It's going to combine with jet stream, pushing Arctic air, perhaps as low as Florida, he writes for CBS News. In a worst-case scenario, it could mean a deep freeze. It means airlines canceling flights left and right. It means transportation being disrupted. We're talking disruption that will peak between November 13th and November 15th, starting right now, but will ripple throughout the rest of November, Akaku added. Telling viewers to get used to polar vortexes because the Earth is changing and we're going to see more violent swings. Well, yeah, you got all this secret geoengineering going on with the Department of Energy and other governments. You've got this guy that pushes global warming. And see, now they're like, oh, pay carbon taxes because these things are getting violent. There's always been giant blue northers coming in. They just call them now mega vortexes. There's always been 10 feet of snow, sometimes 6 feet of snow. There's always been avalanches. I mean, what do you think explorers did that went across the United States like Lewis and Clark? What do you think explorers went up to Alaska did, going over those mountains? I mean, what do you think we live in here? But like we've never discovered anything. Oh, my gosh, sometimes it gets really cold, and that proves global warming. No. The sun. That's why the UN 5 years ago had a vote and said, we vote that the sun does not affect climate. We'd be absolute zero without the sun in a matter of hours. If the sun wasn't shining within a day or so, physicists estimate that it would be absolute zero, except in deeper volcanic fissures. It is the sun. And I know people think that's a conspiracy because that's because they've been so brainwashed that they don't know the sun actually gives the earth life, the plants, photosynthesis, everything. I know Al Gore says it doesn't, but it's why the polar ice caps on Mars were getting smaller. Now the sun's cooled down, they're getting bigger again. Because that's what happens. The sun. In the summer, it's hot. In the winter, it's cold because the sun. We're not tilted towards it.
We're on the march. The Empire.
I know that's radical.
Run.
I know it's
Alex extreme. Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids for exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is newly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
When I first got online, I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force. I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nason Iodine and your Supermeal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nason Iodine, or DNA Force, Supermeal Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
Dash 2, just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world,
another time,
another time,
in the age of wonder,
that's green and good,
until the Christmas.
You are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
We are go. Ignite engines. Earth-based Delta. Resistance operations are live. It's an emergency worldwide transmission to all people that wish the human species to be able to continue on and not be irrevocably butchered and destroyed and mutilated by the globalists in their mad dash to play God and take over the planet. We are broadcasting worldwide on this Thursday transmission. It is the 13th day of November, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. I want to open the phones. Dr. Group will be in studio with us in the next hour to get into a host of news. He's got a big list of things he wants to get into. But maybe I'll even get him to tell us about some of the secret Army special operations inside North Korea. Sure to tell us about a little bit about that the other day, but wouldn't tell us too much. Maybe he'll get into some of that. Interesting stories. But Dr. Edward Grubb's going to be in studio. We'll have open phones for him as well. And Remember the secret sauce the last 6 months I've been taking every day on air? Well, we're going to announce what the secret sauce is today at the start of the second segment. That is coming up today. It has taken us a long time to get it developed, to get it certified, to get it all double tested, and we have been able to do it. And from the research we've done, it is unique and the best out there. And it will be a game changer. That's why InfoWarsLife.com and the revolutionary supplement nutraceuticals that are there are big game changers and are turning a lot of heads in the entire supplement and nutraceutical community. So that's coming up. Speaking of that, we had sold out for about a week of the Oxy powder that we have discounted with promo code NOW. We already have the lowest price on it, but you can with promo code NOW. We're keeping that for another week, and then it is going to end next week. Next Thursday, that special will end. Across the board, InfoWarsLife.com, N-O-W, get you 5% off, even if something's already discounted, as much as 25%. The only special you don't get it on is the X2 Nation Iodine with the Lung Cleanse, 10% off when you get both of them together across the board. That special is going to end as well next week because we're going to have to end it because we're going to be back ordered on Survival Shield X2. We do have the original Survival Shield that's also excellent. I don't know how long we're going to be back ordered. Maybe a week, maybe 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks. It's kind of like DNA Force. We thought 12 weeks, it was 16 weeks. We're going to sell out soon of DNA Force as well. InfoWarsLife.com. And it's not just revolutionary products. It also supports the broadcast. So it's a win-win-win across the board. InfoWarsLife.com. We have the great Wake of America coffee. That's my favorite blend of coffee from southern Mexico in the high mountains, organically grown in volcanic soil by the Chiapas rebels, basically. I've just been drinking it for 14 years and found a distributor of the stuff down there that I think is even as good as the stuff or better that I get in Austin. It's high quality, and it's available at InfoWarsLife.com. The big umbrella site is InfoWarsStore.com, where you can find all the Made in America T-shirts and ball caps and belt buckles and the bottle breachers made by the Navy SEALs that we popularized and now got picked up by Shark Tank, that show up there with the owner of the sports team up there, Mark Cuban. It's just funny. Like, we call them, go, oh, you won Shark Tank. We want to have you on to talk about it. They go, oh, the investors say we have to wait and get permission. So it's just that's happened, let's not exaggerate, thousands of times where we break something big and promote it, which I don't care. And then folks are too cool for school to then come back on the show when our show's bigger than something like Shark Tank. And nothing against Shark Tank. I know Mark Cuban. Talk to him. It's in the New York Times. What happened? I'm not going to tell that story again, but they called him up and they said, we're going to arrest you if you work with Alex Jones. We're going to set you up. And he backed out of the deal to put our film in over 1,000 movie theaters. And they still indicted him for insider trading. I mean, when you're worth like $4 billion like he is, and a couple hundred thousand dollars was not insider trading. It's called selling stock. We think it's going to go down. But that's how things work. So maybe they just don't want him on the show because of that. Maybe he doesn't want to be indicted again. I mean, I don't know. I just continually go through this intimidation business that, you know, goes on out there because they know if this information ever gets popularized, my particular bird's eye view of the world, which is very, very accurate compared to most, it's based on history, based on documents, based on research, based on interviewing thousands of experts. It's game over. Well, let me give the establishment a little news here before I get back into the news and take your phone calls. And I guess we'll punch up my phone system in here. I'd text out of it. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Well, that's the network number. I forgot. Today, that's not the number you call. In fact, we just won't take calls this hour. That'll make it that much easier because I'm already running low on time here before the guest joins. So we'll open it up on our phone system in the next hour with Dr. Groove at 877-789-2539. I forgot we're entirely producing the show right now. While Ted Anderson, John Harmon, and others from GCN are down here visiting the parent network that we syndicate through, doing a lot of important work down here. So today, John's usually up there helping run the show, but Scott's up there doing a great job today, so that's why we're taking the phone calls out of our system. Back to the really important point that I was getting into. When you listen now to Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Fox News, and MSNBC, the White House, Media Matters, they've all said this. It's true. They say the talking points start on Alex Jones, and then they go out to the rest of the conservative media, and it's horrible because he's radicalizing them. And they also throw Matt Drudge in, because a lot of it starts with Drudge. They'll say, starts with Alex Jones, starts with Matt Drudge at DrudgeReport.com, and it's just absolutely horrible. And we've traced back scores of bills that have even passed and investigations to InfoWars.com and this horrible deranged demon. They've even used those words, deranged extremist, a horrible person, on and on and on. Don't you understand that I'm not the one radicalizing? You radicalize people by your radical takeover. We just look radical because we're old-fashioned Americans that want basic freedom, basic rights to self-defense, basic private property, basic right to worship as we see fit or not to worship. We don't want big banks and corporations lobbying for higher taxes because they get the money in banker bailouts, or lobbying for Obamacare that's a direct tax to corporations. And then you sit around on TV and call us dumb effers like Zuckerberg, or call us stupid and how lack of transparency helped get it passed. You guys have jumped the shark. And every poll shows you've lost the people. 93% don't like Congress. The Republican Congress, though, in polls is now more popular than Obama. That is extremely rare to have Congress up at 40%. Only Republicans, though. And that's only because they're being given a shot to not drive the bus over the cliff. And if they don't respond, no amount of false flags, no amount of nuclear false flags, no amount of biological false flags, no amount of blowing up a federal building and blaming it on talk radio, no amount of you guys pulling dirty tricks is going to put your Humpty Dumpty back together again. So I'm going to tell you, I know you're a mad mob of crooks, and there isn't really a central brain to it. There's more of an evil spirit. But you need to back off now. You need to stop being reckless now. Notice I talk to him like a FBI negotiator would talk to a psychopath holding six kids hostage. That's basically what my job is to explain reality. You're not going to win. You're surrounded. You'll only be able to carry out these criminal operations. We weren't aware of you. We know who you are. You're not getting out. Right now, you're just facing a long prison sentence. Don't hurt the kids. Everything will be all right. Put your hands up and just come out. Everything's going to be okay. Those are little kids. Here's their names. Their mommies and their daddies love them. Here, talk to their mommies and daddies. Because that's what you do. If people aren't pure psychopaths or pure sociopaths, you talk to them and they go, here's Jenny's puppy. Maybe you don't have emotions for humans, but maybe for a dog. You know, Hitler did for Blondie. Her little puppy, Snoopy's or Snoopette or Spotty or Blackie or whatever the dog's name is, Snowball, whatever the dog's name is, Stinker wants to see her friend. Stinker sleeps in the bed with Jenny every night and cuddles up next to her. Why don't you let her come back to her doggie? See, that's how we have to talk to them. Do you understand psychopaths? Do you understand people like Gruber, that when you're up dancing around on TV about how dumb we are and how you're ripping us off and how it's a giant scam to rip off innocent, healthy people to take over? Do you understand that we see you now and you're surrounded? It doesn't matter if you've compromised the FBI and the CIA and all these other agencies. It doesn't matter. You're now nakedly running around committing all these crimes, and people are aware of it. Obamacare is a crime, in my educated view, and according to other educated views, and anybody can look at this screw job. It is a manifest, premeditated screw job. And Gruber said he only said it once, and it was a misspeak. Now there's two other videos of him saying the exact same thing. In fact, we'll play those in the next segment. But it's the nature of these people. And I'm not even saying Gruber is a psychopath. Maybe he doesn't know that it's racketeering in the books. to organize a fraud and to sneak it through and to lie to the public when you know it's a giant screw job and benefits foreign banks just because you got $400,000. And I guess you've rationalized it by projecting it onto the public that they deserve it because they're dumb. A five-year-old doesn't deserve to be grabbed out of the back of their yard and taken and put in snuff films because they're, quote, dumb and got in the van. And Gruber would say, well, I'm not doing that. I'm not saying you're doing that, Gruber, but that's the criminal continuum. You know, you got you kind of here in the middle saying, oh, you know what, death panels, you know, screwing people over, massively increasing taxes to foreign banks, lying to folks. Well, yeah, we kept it secret, you know, hid it, lack of transparency, and the public being dumb, those two factors helped get us past. They deserve it. You know, they're dumb. You got that kind of here in the middle of the continuum. And then over here, you got grabbing kids on the extreme end out of the back of their yard. And you know what? They always deserve it, huh? Stupid little kid. Shouldn't have gotten the van. See? And we have to sit here and watch you parade back and forth, up and down in front of us, all arrogantly. And we're not supposed to get angry. They always say, don't get angry. That, don't get angry like Alex Jones. That will discredit you. But in every case in history, our founders sure got angry. Imagine how domesticated America's gotten. I've used this example many times. When I go on BBC in studio live and they can't shut me off, or CNN live or Fox live or anything, I will make a scene. Because if somebody's in a drug-induced coma, how do you try to wake them up? You start yelling and screaming. You throw cold water on them. You don't just business as usual let them control the debate. You have to overshoot the whole deal and boomerang back in on them, to where they can't even respond because there's such overwhelming veritas that they're being hit with. And that's what people wake up to. That's what people are then aware of. That's what can get through to people. That's how we wake people up, is getting out of this trance, getting out of this comfort zone, getting angry, getting upset, like Howard Beale says in the 1970s movie Network, the newscaster. I don't know what to do about the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the streets. All I know is first you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. And what do you see out of Al Gore and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and all these people? They say, you don't have value. Humans are ugly. Humans are bad. You have to do what we say. We'll perfect you. We'll make it a utopia. We'll tell you what's cool. We'll tell you what's trendy. We'll tell you the way to live. And then you'll be successful. And then you go and you comply with them. And you get degrees that don't matter. You get brain tumors from the cell phones, stomach tumors in your guts from the GMO. You get mentally retarded and autistic children. You get all the curses of the glitch and the glamour of this system, because this system is as alien as a deep space planetoid from a trillion light years away that began its journey here at the beginning of civilization. This is fiction, but it's an allegory. Coming here with an army of scientific robots to take over covertly and set up a plan to incrementally enslave and then destroy humanity. But first, horribly defacing us, horribly torturing us, tearing us apart, tearing our psyches apart, torturing us, rendering us down, sucking our souls and our spirit and our greatness out first, having a victory over our goodness. A victory over our love, a victory over our beauty, a victory over our honor, a victory over our strength. It is a demonic spirit out of the dimensions of hell. Event horizon. And even if the spirit isn't a real entity, we as a group collective are manifesting it. Any way you slice it, the group collective is manifesting a great evil, and anyone who is not part of it can feel it rising. That's what I talked about yesterday. To have the knowledge of good and evil. See, at the time of the garden, whether you believe it or not, or it's an allegory, there is innocence. They have knowledge of man and woman being together, mating. They have knowledge of that there is a tree, and they've been told not to eat of it. But it gives them the knowledge of evil. They already had the knowledge of good. Then they got the knowledge of evil, of twisted science, of fraud, of scams, of manipulations, of not straight shooting. And someone who is into the knowledge of evil looks at me, and I'm as alien to them as they're alien to me. Except I have the knowledge of good and evil as well. So even though I'm not inherently evil, I have the mind in a dual system. I have the knowledge of good and evil from the time of Adam and Eve. I wish I only had the knowledge of good. Pre-fall. But the modern man, this is the great truth, and I've said it before. Once you are baptized into the New World Order, once you spiritually are immersed in it from birth and your soul is able to be snuffed out, it's still there, but it's twisted. It's a dark shade of what it was. And it only resonates in the fraud. And so it invents evil. And it creates fallen evil systems. So that's why anything that comes out of the New World Order, cell phones, GMOs, chemtrails, everything they do may have it like look good on the surface. It's poison because it's evil. It can't help it. It's what it does. That's why things are so bad. It's because this evil is rising, but also trying to anesthetize us to the pain while it does it.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
There is a number one music video right now with Nicki Minaj, who's one of the biggest pop, hip-hop people in the world, that has Nazi and police state imagery and is clearly meant to show that it's bad. But a lot of people are calling for it to be taken down. That's kind of like feminists demand censorship of Princess Leia catcalling parody video. Well, we have the director. We're working on getting them on right now. They said they want to come on today to explain what's really going on with the film. So go ahead and set that up. And Nico, if you need to do it, even while Dr. Group's on with us. I know Clive and Bundy's coming on as well today. Just whatever time slot you need, because it's important, and we need to discuss that. Video got launched yesterday. It has 4 million views. It'll end up getting like 100 million views. And, again, we can have our police dressed like Nazis. We can have Nazi policies. We can have Nazi surveillance, Nazi secret testing. But whatever you do, don't ever show people dressed up as Nazis. And, of course, it's obvious why they want it down. It looks like they've got Obama dressed up like the Pope. And that's just a big no-no. And, again, even if you don't agree with this and don't get what the music video is about, the reason they're trying to slap them down right now is they don't want hip-hop getting political, just like we talked about with Rick Ross yesterday on air. They do not want hip-hop getting political. Because the minute it gets really political and isn't just race-baiting and gang-banging stuff, then it's become a worldwide force the globalists basically push to take over other cultures. It was a weapon designed to destroy blacks. It's been so successful that they've moved it on to the rest of the world. I mean, that's now American export culture, is thug gangsterism through hip-hop. And we have a special report that we shot last night that was one of the most powerful things we've ever shot with Rick Ross. But I mean, one of the most powerful things we've ever done, period. Where he calls out the fake Rick Ross and says, stop using this as a weapon, stop hurting the youth, stop pushing drug culture. See, you put a song out against mind control, the Illuminati, and Nazis, which is what the video does, then they want it taken down. Because Nicki Minaj and the director, they need to be taught that you get off the script, you're done. You get up there and you twerk your rear end, and you get up there and you talk about gangbanging, and you get up there and you talk about macking the G's and slinging the rock, and everything's going to be all right. Throw it in the gutter, go buy another. Then everything is A-OK. Because you see, me and my homies, we like to play this game. But the minute that happens, the government's going to come in on you. But what's going to happen? If it ever catches fire, A, it'll be super popular. So folks want to do this because this is what's popular. I mean, look at this show, how popular it is. If it ever catches fire, we take over quick. It can happen quick. We get hip-hop on our side. I'm telling you, it's a major blow to the New World Order. It's the kind of thing that could take them down. Or a woman torturing herself on the Capitol lawn.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Mom. Please don't do it.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200
500-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.